He came because you have theatres. Is that right?
Yes. Do.
So, how are you?
Adjo. Are you scared?
Something about, it's harder when you hear it, isn't it?
You're not paying 125 euro an hour to speak bad Lithuanian. Gerd thinks you crazy, you know? He says he's waiting for you to break up my axe.
You mean break out an axe? Shit, I'm sorry. You speak wonderful English, much better than most. I just...
Most what?
What?
Most who?
I mean most, just most English people, you know. The kind of English you hear on a night out, yours is much better.
She shifts slightly. He notices her arm, stands.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Yes, there is.
There's nothing wrong.
Your arm?
Don't you want to talk, Pimpis?
No, I want you to move your arm.
She waves her uninjured one.
There, done. Now, please.
The other one?
She doesn't move.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell you what to do.
You pay. You can tell me to do what you want. I'm your, how do you say, property.
Please, let me look at your arm.
Are you doctor?
But she doesn't stop him coming near her. He kneels, takes the arm and manoeuvres it a little. She winces. He puts it back on her lap, goes over to his pile of clothes and begins to rummage.
Now please, I don't need anything. Gave me enough drugs. Vodka too.
He goes back over to her with his scarf. He gently uses it to put her arm in a sling. He sits back, smiles.
Is that better?
Why are you here?
Pardon?
Why are you here?
I...
You never want to...
Look, all that matters is that Georg thinks we... You know... He does, doesn't he?
He doesn't care what I do.
Listen, this is important. He has to believe that I'm just another paying customer, okay?
You do pay.
Yes, but...
But all the questions, all the... I begin to think that there is something wrong. Why the questions, Pimpis, why?
Dominic. Atis Prasau, Dominic.
Dominic.
Why? Act 1, Scene 6. The same hillside. Summer.
You never told me.
Told you what?
What Pimpis means. What?
It means a small dick.
Bitch!
I called all of them that. It was a small thing, but it was something I had. Was it dangerous for you?
Not really. Georg doesn't drive that fast.
No. What do you do?
A little. I was just trying to get the details, all the details right.
You spoke to other girls?
I had to, yes.
You...
I didn't... I paid them, but I just talked. You were right, they seemed to know talkers. Happy just to sit down. But none of them opened up. All they got was a little bits. I was trying to piece the story together, how it all worked. It made my head hurt.
Well, you've seen it now. You should go write it. You should go.
I won't leave you. I know what they do to you. I was right.
You can't stop it for me.
I can. We can.
It has already happened. I'm already broken. You need to tell people.
You don't mean that. You're just trying to keep me safe.
If you want to help me, do what I ask.
I can save you.
And what if I don't want to be saved?
You do. I know you do.
Act 1, Scene 7. The basement room. Snow outside again. Ona is waiting, this time a little more excitedly. A knock on the door.
Come in.
Dominic enters. He looks tired, very worn. He is shivering.
Labas.
Snakers.
He leaves his coat on this time. Ona looks at him, a little concerned.